With the Canadian election now just 3 days away, the gap between the two main parties has tightened. For almost 2 years, the Conservatives, led by Pierre Poilievre, had been favourite to win. This changed when Justin Trudeau stepped down as Prime Minister and Mark Carney took over. But the latest opinion polls suggest that the contest could be very close. For more, we can talk to Robert Hiltz, who's the news editor with the Ottawa Citizen. Robert, thanks for being with us today. As polling day approaches, how would you describe this campaign?
Thank you for having me. I would basically describe it as it is a close race, but we're still under the impression that the Liberal Party is in a pretty strong position just because of the way their voting base tends towards areas that are more populated, where the Conservatives are still very concentrated in that Western Canada.
Mm-hmm. How big a factor in all of this is Donald Trump and his trade war, and indeed his stated intent of making Canada the 51st state?
It's essentially everything. It's the gravity which the entire election is rotated around. While the 51st state comments may have seemed like something of a joke to begin with, as with anything with Trump, because of his repetition, they've really been taken seriously by Canadians. And when the tariffs were imposed on us, as well as Mexico and other countries, before the rest of the world, it really hit home that that the relationship with our next door neighbor had changed in a very significant way, and it's dominated the entire election.
And has it meant that there has been more interest among the public in this election than might otherwise have been the case?
That seems to be the case so far. We just finished our early voting period, and more than 7 million people voted on the first day, which was Good Friday. 2 million people voted, which was a record. These are really, really high numbers for voter turnout. And so Monday, Election Day, seems that that we'll have another high turnout day, which just sort of emphasizes how seriously the Canadian public is taking the election as well.
So if nothing else, Donald Trump has succeeded in galvanizing the Canadian public.
Absolutely. It's completely turned the political situation on its head in a matter of months, and the country has really changed dramatically, because our relationship with the United States is really central to the entire country, just because of our proximity to one of the world's largest economies. And because of that, and Trump's sort of decision to change that relationship, it's essentially the only thing that matters to us at this point.
There's been quite a bit of interest in this country, as you probably know, in the election, because of the fact that Mark Carney's background is Irish. But at the same time, he's somebody who has very little political experience. So what do people expect from him?
I think what people are expecting from him are, it goes around his central pitch as someone who's, you know, a technocrat good in a crisis. And I think that message has really resonated with the public. It certainly marks a stark contrast with his predecessor, Justin Trudeau, who was maybe not taken as seriously, and Pierre Poilievre for the Conservatives is sort of positioned himself as more of a populist, a sort of fire breather might be a bit too strong, but a very contrasting style to, you know, a central banker like Mark Carney.
Robert Hiltz, thank you very much indeed for joining us from Ottawa this afternoon.